From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Back in Mexico City. Felix, you back in D.C.?
Yes, I am. We spent a week at, almost a week at the Latin Alternative Music Conference in New York, and that's the show this week, our LAMC finds. We're starting with Peli Roja.
Bohemio dicen que soy, es algo que acepto. Es como en la vida voy, y así es que resuelvo. La noche es mi parte activa, es cuando salgo a luchar, buscándome mis pesitos pa' vivir en la ciudad.
Felix, you know, one of the coolest things about the Latin Alternative Music Conference, which is once a year, and it's like a lot of industry types go, but also a lot of Latino and Latin American musicians just kind of flock into New York, and they end up giving you records. By the end of the festival, we had this enormous pile of records. There was a theft. As usual, Felix took most of the records.
Well, you know, I had to keep them under safeguard in case they got lost in transit.
But I also, he left a few for me. And we got to see some great live bands. But I definitely would say, and I don't know how you feel about this, Felix, but my favorite part is always just the musicians that come up to you and hand you samples of their music and CDs.
It's absolutely my favorite part.
So what's the deal with Peli Roja?
It's put together by this guy named Jacob Place. He's a producer and a guitar player. It's a collective of musicians that based in New York that's built around the Daptones rhythm section, which is an R&B rhythm section based in Brooklyn. And they've played with Amy Winehouse. They've played with a bunch of people, as well as the percussionists from the Pedrito Martinez group, which is probably the hottest Cuban thing going in New York right now. The group is inspired from music from Ethiopia, from Dominican Republic, from Cuba, even old school New York, Latin and funk. It's a great, great album. The album's called Injusticia, and it's coming out later in August. But we wanted to play this little track for you because I'm really taken by this group. It's perfect combination of the Latin and the funk and just the attitude.
The vocals are almost like Jim Morrison-like, aren't they?
He does have a little bit of that quality to it. Great, great record.
Does
I really
he look
like it.
Jim Morrison?
I didn't meet him. I met the producer, Jacob, and Jacob doesn't look like Jim Morrison.
Okay, well, I've lost a little interest. No, I'm just kidding. This is a great band. This is awesome.
Nice. Okay, so what did you find? What'd you bring next?
Well, one of the first discoveries I made at the LAMC is this woman, Carolina Camacho. And she has this album called Atabe, which in the Taino language, which is an indigenous group of the Caribbean, it means fertility. Carolina Camacho is from the Dominican Republic. And, man, I just loved this album. I love her vocals. I want to ask you who this reminds you of. But let's play the song, okay? And then tell me.
I really like this rhythm that they're doing underneath. They're reproducing like an Afro-Cuban tumbao with the voices, and then the voice percussion is doing like what's called the chequete part. So they combining that with her kind of falsetto vocals is just killing me. I love this track.
Deja que te bañe el cuerpo, la luz de la luna, la llena.
It's such a cool project. It's just, I love this because, you know, I got a lot of very fancily packaged, flashy CDs and records. And this one was pretty inconspicuous. I just grabbed it from the pile. And it's the one that most blew my mind, you know. So never judge a book by its cover or a CD by its cover. For that matter, we saw at LAMC, we got to see Juana Molina, who we've interviewed on our program, and you should check that out at npr.org/altlatino. And this definitely reminded me a little bit of Juana Molina's style. You know, that hypnotic, very sensual but repetitive style, you know, almost machine-like. Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now that you mention it, it does make sense like that. And the Juana Molina also kind of plays with her voice like that.
Like it's an instrument.
Yeah.
But, you know, definitely with its own personality, very Caribbean personality.
Nice find.
Thank you. See?
I noticed you didn't share that one with me either, but okay.
You couldn't take it all from me, Felix.
Next up is one of these CDs, someone just dropped it off and said, you got to check this out, and then disappeared into the crowd. And eventually I did, and I was, again, knocked out. This is a vocalist by the name of Yael Meyer. She's from Southern California by way of Chile. This is called Yo Soy. Yael Meyer from the album Warrior Heart. This isn't out until mid-September, September 16, but I couldn't wait to play it later in the summer. I wanted to play it now after LAMC, just again to emphasize that you just never know what you're going to get when you're standing there and people are just dropping off CDs. And this one, what I was attracted to was the writing and the voice. I mean, the whole album is one of these things that it's listening to it for singles doesn't really work. The whole album, which is called Warrior Heart, I think works from beginning to end. One of my finds this year.
I'm going to inject some drama into the show. Are you ready? You know, Felix, I got really excited about this this Chilean musician, Sebastián Sotomayor. He is 26 years old, and oh man, it's like his album is like very operatic. It just reminded me of a lot of different influences, like Fofé y Los Fetiches from Puerto Rico, the Dresden Dolls, Freddie Mercury, you know, just this very operatic and melodramatic and very beautiful, because as you'll listen, he's on the piano and he has this gorgeous voice, but talking about stuff like, you know, going to a party and, you know, saying something that you're going to regret the next morning. So anyway, check this out. This is La Fiesta. And just tell me what you think of his voice and his piano skills. I think he's amazing.
Saco a bailar, me importa un cuesco. Yo tengo los mejores movimientos. Canjeo el cover y me voy a la pista central. Muevo mis caderas para que los tontos me envíen y se cuestionen. Se den cuenta que la fiesta más taquilla no es aquí. La onda máxima no está afuera, está adentro. No, no está afuera, es. Y a unas chicas quiero conquistar. Sobra los chicos para contentear. Me rechazan. Métanse a Lady Gaga por la rumba más taquilla. No es aquí. La onda máxima no está afuera, está adentro. No está afuera, está la fiesta más taquilla. No es aquí. La onda máxima no está afuera, está adentro. Celular de nuevo para decirte que llevas la fiesta adentro. No contestes, mi bien, seguro de embrio llamé. La fiesta más taquilla no es aquí. La onda máxima no está afuera, está adentro. No está afuera, está la fiesta más taquilla no es aquí. La onda máxima no está afuera, está adentro. No está afuera, está adentro. No está afuera, está adentro. No está afuera, está adentro.
That was fun.
Aren't you dying to see him live, though? You know how there's bands that you listen to their CD for the first time and you're like, oh, I got to see this person live. He must be so good live.
They sound very rehearsed and very tight, but still loose enough to be fun. I really like that.
I love it. And it's very, like, melodramatic. And, you know, when I discovered this band, I was chatting with my best friend from Argentina, and I was like, man, I think I just got a record that I think maybe we wrote it when we were teenagers and hopped into a time machine and sent it to our future selves. Because it's so dramatic. And I just love to see this guy live. His name is Sebastián Sotomayor. His artist name is Me Llamo Sebastián. And he is a 26-year-old Chilean who already has 3 albums out.
One of the live performances I did get a chance to see and I was completely knocked out by was Denay Suárez from Cuba.
Yes. I mean, I got to say, I think as far as assessing the conference and the performances as a whole, to me, the artists that just shined the brightest and left every, you know, once a year, there's one artist that everybody is talking about how great they were. I think last year it was Astro. This year, it was, without a doubt, everyone was talking about Denay Suárez.
In her performance, she had a guitar player, bass, keyboard, drums, and it was a mix of R&B, hip-hop, and even some Afro-Cuban influences. It just a powerful, powerful performance. You know, she's just such a tiny little person, but she's got this great, powerful voice. And I got to say that it was just her energy. I was taken by just this spirit, this energy that she conveyed with just a few hand movements, some head movements, some looks. She tried to dance a little bit, but the stage was too crowded. But it wasn't like reaching out and grabbing you. It was drawing you in song by song, note by note, until at the end of her short performance, she just had the whole crowd and they just loved her for it.
This is Yo Aprendí by Denay Suárez.
Yo aprendí que la mayoría de las veces las cosas no son lo que parecen, que somos una especie que se especializa en mentir para así construir un porvenir con mentiras. Cuenta cuántas veces hacemos desaparecer con solo una frase lo que no quisiéramos perder. Se nos va la vida, estamos dejando correr el tren con el amor que solo pasa una vez. Yo aprendí a no burlarme de nadie con arrogancia, porque yo no sé cuáles serán mis circunstancias.
Y la elegancia
solo es cosa de ego, la ropa con la que mejor me veo es la del alma. Ya aprendí que la calma es buena consejera a la hora de tomar decisiones certeras. Que yo no soy la más lista, pero con el oportunista debo ser una fiera. Y yo sé que uno se puede equivocar como un ser humano normal, que tiene mucho valor que te perdonen, pero más perdonar. Que no se puede pisotear la palabra, pisotear la moral. El amor no basta cuando el respeto no alcanza, es como arar en el mar. No soy mejor que nadie, nadie es mejor que yo, aunque yo no entienda cómo todos quieren parecerse, como la gente se clona, pierde su propia voz y no saben hacia dónde caminar al levantarse. Yo aprendí que querer saber todo lo que piensan con respecto a mí, esa es mi amenaza. Es abrirle la puerta a la envidia, decirle cómo está señora, entre esté en su casa, que pasan las cosas, pero los errores pesan, porque luego se arrastran, porque luego te aplastan, como cadenas del alma. Yo sé cómo sé, extraña a un hermano cuando te hace falta. Yo sé que a veces el que más sufre es el que más te ama. Yo sé que tendré otra madrugada donde no tengo ni almohada. Ya yo comprendí que la vida es linda, pero no es un cuento de hadas.
Yo sé que uno se puede equivocar como un ser humano normal, que tiene mucho valor que te perdonen, pero más perdonar. Que no se puede pisotear la palabra, pisotear la moral. El amor no basta cuando el respeto no alcanza.
You know, Felix, we were lucky enough to get a little bit of time during the conference to talk to Denay. And one of the questions I asked her is about the Cuban music scene and you know, what's going on the island now. And here's what she had to say.
Cuba tiene una riqueza de géneros. Lo que pasa es que estos géneros están siendo como novedad en estos tiempos para las personas de otro patio, para las personas de otros países. ¿Por qué? Por la desconexión de Internet que existe, donde ustedes no pueden tener acceso a lo que está pasando internamente en el país y nosotros ahí tampoco tenemos tanto acceso a lo que sucede en el mundo.
Como que esa barrera cultural realmente afecta mucho el intercambio musical, ¿no? ¿O no?
No considero que afecte el intercambio musical, si usted tiene razón, el intercambio musical, pero a la vez hace auténtico el arte,
Claro.
porque está poco influenciado por lo que está sucediendo fuera del país.
And so, Felix, what Danai is saying right there is she's alluding to the isolation in many ways that happens with Cuba. I just got back from Cuba and saw that for myself. There's a lot of restrictions on the internet, and especially, with the U.S. because of the embargo and relations or lack of relations between Cuba and the U.S. What she's saying is, there's like this cultural barrier, so not a lot of music is getting out or coming in. But she's also saying that that creates this really interesting, like, musical petri dish, which is very authentic, and it creates this very unique musical style on the island. And the other question that we asked her that I thought was very cute, Felix was, so astounded, and so was I, by how amazing she is live, that we just asked her, what gets a hold of you when you're on that stage? Because Felix, she is so soothing and calming when you talk to her in person. I just
Right.
and we asked her what gets a hold of her when she's on stage, and does she ever get nervous? And here's what she had to say about that.
No sé, señor, eso es una cosa que eso no
El
me,
misterio
me, me
de
quedé sin palabras porque yo no puedo explicar eso. Eso es algo sagrado para mí. Yo jamás he sentido nervios para cantar.
¿En serio? Nunca, ni siquiera la
Lo
primera vez que te
bueno,
paraste.
sí, ¿para qué voy a decir mentira? La primera vez yo canté de espalda, pero después de esa vez ya yo los nervios que yo puedo sentir en mi trabajo tienen que ver más con condiciones técnicas, con que el audio no funciona, con que el micrófono no está bien,
Claro.
con que algo no me está sonando como yo lo pensé, porque una de las cosas de haber dado todos estos pasos solas hasta aquí y haber sido muy intuitiva con las cosas me ha hecho estar pendiente de cada detalle, de los sonidos, aprender de esto, aprender de lo otro y entonces hoy por hoy encuentro que tengo conocimiento sobre muchos aspectos que están alrededor de mi trabajo y siempre estoy al tanto de todo eso.
So, she's kind of blushed a little bit at Felix's question. And then I asked her, but really, you've never, not even when you first started, you got nervous? And she told us that her very first performance on stage, she had to perform turning her back to the audience because she was pretty nervous. The other thing she was saying is that right now, today, she gets concerned and nervous about details, and that she's gotten so far ahead because she pays attention as a perfectionist about these details of, the sound, the engineering, every detail. And you can really tell, for such a new artist, her sound is just truly impeccable.
Man, I just completely was blown away, and she was definitely the find of the year for me.
So I really want to just hear two Danai Suarez songs on this show, and I don't think listeners will have any objection to that. How about we check out Individual by Danai Suarez?
La solución está en ti, no en la boca de nadie. Serías tú si vivieras a tu propio aire. Las sugerencias negativas no deben cambiarte, pues es mejor que por ti sea que te equivocaste. Qué bueno es llevar tu propia moda y disfrutar tus pies, aunque anden a solas. No vuelvas a pensar que te está mirando alguien. Descarga tu manera, aunque no sea con baile.
Olvídate lo malo, ponte a cantar. Yo soy individual. Eso no va a cambiar mientras pueda pensar. Individual, y me gusta el blues, y me gusta el rock, y me gusta el rap. Individual, y me gusta el reggae, y me gusta el funk, y me gusta el jazz. Individual, eso no va a cambiar. No. Ahora. Pierdes el momento, tú eres importante, no reprimas lo que llevas dentro. Habita en tu templo y edifica tu universo. Queda bien contigo y después con los demás. ¿Cuántos pensamientos se te estancan en la mente por no ser un team valiente y diferente a los demás? ¿Cuántos segundos has caminado de espalda al mundo? Pues te apena su realidad. ¿Y qué te importa que te amen si tú no te quieres ya? Si el amor que no te has dado en nadie lo vas a encontrar. Que me importa cómo vivan, yo llevo adelante mi vida. Y aunque no quieras voy a cantar. Ay, ay, qué pena me da. Yo soy individual y eso no va a cambiar mientras pueda pensar. Individual, y me gusta el blues, y me gusta el rock, y me gusta el rap. Individual, y me gusta el reggae, y me gusta el funk, y me gusta el jazz. Individual, eso no va a cambiar. Yo soy individual, eso no va a cambiar mientras pueda pensar. Individual, y me gusta el blues, y me gusta el rock, y me gusta el rap. Individual, y me gusta el reggae, y me gusta el funk, y me gusta el jazz.
Jasmine, one of the days during the conference, I was standing at the table and somebody dropped off the CD with me, and it had a beautiful painting of a jaguar on the cover. And the album is called Amazonas, and it's spelled A-M-A and then Z-O-N-A-S. So it's a play on the word of Amazon or Amazonas. And it's by this Colombian group called Dr. Crapula or Dr. Crapula. And it's this beautiful collection of musicians and songs, all reflecting back on the danger and the threat to the environment throughout Latin America. We're going to play a track now, two tracks. The first one is called Cururu Sapo, which is performed by an indigenous singer. And then it's going to segue into the song Rio, featuring Dr. Crapula and featuring Andrea Echeverri from Los Aterciopelados. The whole album is just fabulous. And I saved it toward the end of the show because I just wanted to let this music sink in and the concept sink in.
Sapucina cururu, sapucina cururu, sapucina cururu. Sapucina cururu, sapucina cururu, sapucina cururu. Ba bare 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 ba bare.
Agua en estoy. la madre tierra santa. Chapoteando mientras rezas, fluyamos entre piedras, una líquida ofrenda, reflejemos luz, reflejemos luz.
Isn't that a great track?
I love that. I really like that, Felix. That's a great track.
Again, Dr. Crapula and the collective Jaguar. And this track features Andrea Echeverri and a guy named Atombo from the group Profetas. The album has a great concept. They alternate, you know, rock and ska and every other style with some form of indigenous music or singing. And it just flows together. And a perfect combination. Lots of collaborators on this album. Manu Chao, Ruben from Café Tacuba, members of Caifanes. Beautiful, beautiful record. And they delivered on musically and on the concept. Great album. That's going to do it for this week. It's a look back at the Latin Alternative Music Conference. Of course, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We brought back a big bag full of CDs, and we're going to sprinkle that music in our shows throughout the year. We're going to close this show with a rapper called Olmeca. The name of the track is Lo Suelto, and the album is called Brown is Beautiful.
Me duele el cuello, mis pensamientos son poco pesados. Como cargar la leña en la cabeza, molesto en todas partes del cuerpo. Un gran dolor como el espacio entre pobre y rico, como una espiga o espada fuese clavada en la espalda. La lógica no cabe, todo es un desastre. No les preguntes que de por sí no saben, dicen ser justo. lo han de pensar, somos tontos. Promesa rota no es sorpresa, privanzas hechas debajo de la mesa. No entiendo, viendo bien el tiempo, activo no miento. Pienso que sentí el beso encima de mí, que creo que me dio de muerto lento. Fui en estar dispuesto, o esto digo le entro, no le entro. Pronto paso adentro, espero pero veo que solo soy yo en el reflejo. Cada persona tiene sus guías, tiene sus almas, no todas las veces te salvan. Avatar Rise, pobre ángel, no tiene sus alas, alas.
Jasmine Olmeca is from Southern California, and this track features a Southern California favorite of ours, Irene Diaz, but in a musical context that we're not used to hearing her. Let me know what you think.
It feels so good when I let go, room for my soul, room to go, when I let go, when I let go.
Such a good track. I can't believe I didn't find it.
Well, let's say we both found it. You can hear each one of these tracks in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And if you went to LAMC, let us know what bands you loved. You can tell us on Facebook or Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This has been Alt Latino.
Desconozco de tanta cara que pongo para darle gusto al otro. Mejor un corongo para darle gozo a mi principal y verdadero rostro. Me identifico lo que somos sin decir lo que podemos ser en torno a lo que dicen que soy. Logro pensar en el cambio como el otoño. No escondo la mera verdad de mi cuento. La mente te miente de vez en cuando. Ahora yo rompo el diseño evidente y presente mi conocimiento lento. Míralo, tuve en mis manos con todas las caras y fuerzas que vienen con ellas. Ahorcarlo pensé apretando, mejor lo suelto.